All right, welcome to our pre-show here, and this chat we tried to have last night. Now, what am I getting here? The chat we had to abandon last night, we're going to try it again tonight. 9 o'clock, bring cocktails, and we'll talk about it. You know, we'll be very blunt. I'd like to say all topics are on the table, not all topics, but, you know. My apologies to my BSPs. You know, this kind of thing is just sort of bedeviled our business. And I guess it's because it's so visible. You know, when you're operating a business yourself, you're just right out there, man. I mean, if this was a Clear Channel, because believe me, I worked at Clear Channel and I saw technical problems all the time at Clear Channel. I saw, you know, we tried doing webcasts back in the day when web cameras were new and all that shit. And there were times we couldn't get it, you know, we couldn't get it on the air. So last night, I had a hard time going to sleep. And so I finally got to sleep at about 3 a.m. I woke up early. I took a Unisom, which is like, I might as well be taking a fucking, like a Nebutol or a Seconal or something. It's like a major downer. And so I'm all fucked up here, man. Came in to the studio here to do the chat with everybody and saw that it was just, you know, fucked beyond words. So I apologize. But tonight we will have a chat. I'm confident they're troubleshooting it now. The developers are working on it. You know, and people will say to me, well, this isn't a developer problem. This is a server problem. Well, look, this is not to knock our developers. What I'm saying is, if you're a developer, these are things that you should foresee. If you say, well, we can do this, we can do that. Well, can you really? I mean, what are the problems that might come up? Anyway, not going to go through it. Welcome to the show. Tonight we have Don Mixa. We're also going to have Doug Danger on. Don Mixa is going to be with us just because I heard a guy doing the Giant game today, or a guy doing the Giant post game.
And by God, he sounded just like Don Mixa. And I just started to think a little bit about Don. And I thought, God damn it. You know, I love Don Mixa, and I love the sound of his voice.
You know something, Phil? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You know that about me.
And, I just love the idea that Don Mixa has this, kind of a voice. I love Don Mixa's voice, and I want to continue to use it.
I just do. And so, Don Mixa and Doug Danger. I will tell you this. I just emailed our brother-in-arms, Alex. I said, look, I'm not going on vacation if we still have these issues. I'm just not. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be on the air or have a podcast, because I'm not going to keep my crew from taking their vacation. They can go and do. All right. I will be here. And that means that even though I'm here, I won't necessarily be doing a show. I suppose I could do. I don't know what the fuck I get. I'll be online. I'll chat with you. How about that? But tell you one thing I want to do. I want to get the Pepsis in this motherfucker. Don Mixa. Doug Danger. Show open. We have three new shows to do for next week. Whew. All right, I'm going to do something, folks. I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to turn the music up, and I'll be right back. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go grab the Cokes from the refrigerator. Fucking website's just slow as motherfuck. God damn, dude. Right. Okay. No, nothing loading. I'm never, ever fucking in my whole motherfucking life since I've been in the website digital business. I have never, ever encountered developers that can deliver on what they say they're going to deliver on. Never. I don't give a fuck who they are. As far as I'm concerned, the more fucking money you pay them, the more the fucking delays, the more the this and the that. And it's always this. It's always this shit. Oh, well, you know, what you're asking for is we can do it. But never fails. All right. So I'm going to be right back, you guys. Just assume this fucking bitch. So the what? And of course, it's the night that you wanted to do a chat with everybody. You know, it's the night that I wanted to do this online chat. And why won't this cunt fucker? We'll be right back, you guys. Lucky Luciano is what they call me, Paisano. 100 keys at the piano. Plays across the Verrazano. El Pino. In a villa in Venice sipping vino. Not bad for Muliano. Y'all know, like we know. I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Fuck me, you know. You know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Bad bitch, I know she bout it. I'm Ryan Big coming down that beach. Geech nigga with satin sheets. Bad bitch, she a masterpiece. Got a bad bitch, she a masterpiece. All right, here we are. God damn. Someone told me long ago, I know. I just gotta check and see if we got anything. I don't give a fuck how. My other thing is, you know, like I say to people all the time, and you guys know this if you're in business, you know, it's not about your good effort. It's about results. You know, I can't believe, and I refuse to believe that there is a generation of people who believe they should have their ass kissed because they gave it their best. Fuck that. Fuck that. I don't give a shit. I mean, if you're in school, if you're a little kid, if you're, you know, you're still learning in life and encouragement is important, that's great. But if I'm paying some guy, we're not on that fucking platform any longer, to use the word. We're not in that format any longer, that configuration. I'm not here to make you feel better. I'm here to get results. I'm paying you for results. That's what, you know. Now, that may sound like something that, you know, you understand and you think it goes without saying. Guess what? No, it doesn't. There's some people who get that you are fucking paying money to, these motherfuckers, that will say to you, well, how about a little encouragement? Fuck you, motherfucker. Your encouragement. You're not my fucking son. You're not my goddamn daughter. You're not one of the students in my class. Fuck, I'm paying you fucking money to get this motherfucker done. Now get it done. How about some fucking encouragement? You know, but I don't know. See, that's just the thing. I don't know. I think that's that. There's people like that. They get their fucking feelings hurt. Not only are you going to pay them, but you also have to, you know, wipe their fucking ass and blow their goddamn nose, too. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, it can't be, you know, but every now and again, I hear, you know, people give me this. I hear whisperings, you know, there's rumors afoot. So I don't know. You know, I mean, I just don't know, you know. All right, gotta check my time here. Da da do da do. All right. Have you ever seen the rain? I wanna know. Have you ever seen the rain coming down? Let's see, man. Perfect. Don Mixa is going to play tapes of him trying out as a minor league baseball announcer. The Boontown Rabid. Yeah, I just, you know. Call me crazy. I don't know, fuck. And it ain't like, you know, when I was a kid, and like all of us, I think, we had, in varying degrees, maybe members of my generation, because the baby boomers, it's an amazing thing. I don't know how the baby boomers ever wound up so fucked up, you know, and really a completely fucked up generation when it comes to how they raise their kids, their narcissism unparalleled. And really, if you look at the extremists in our society today, they're really destructive extremists, right or left. I'm not taking any political side here. They're baby boomers. They're part of that generation. They're fucking psychotic. Some people might say it's the drugs. Maybe I took the drugs. You may think I'm kind of weird, but I'm not. I'm not hurting anybody, and I'm just sitting here trying to live my fucking life, you know. So I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know why it is even though my parents were not the greatest parents in the world, but I did inherit from them and I did embrace from them the whole, sort of patriotic thing. I think it's because they were immigrants from Canada. My dad left Canada far behind, you know, and I think, and they were, you know, as far as it went, they were hard asses, you know, when it came to how they raised us. So I don't think, let me see what's here. How many fucking messages I got now, man? This is from, okay. He's slugging it out. Oh, I got a message here from Lauren. Damn it. And I'm not going to get into a big discussion about, you know, what generational problems exist. I've just got nothing to do with that, I don't think. This is just, you know, a certain way that some people have it doing business. I mean, and I even in the worst fucking times that we had with this business, I never gave up. I was always looking to improve it. When we got complaints here at the website, during the real tough times, I took them all seriously, and I made life hell for our people behind the scenes, and it caused all kinds of rancor. It wound up really being a big reason why I bought the company. I bought out certain people and bought the company and to control the company myself, so I had more of a say in things. And we never gave up on improving the improving the technology, I guess, or the media or the medium and the media combined. We never gave up on trying everything we could, you know, to make the website and the digital product modern and accessible. I kept on banging on these guys about mobile, and I wanted live. And we had a hard time with the mobile solution. We had a very hard time with making it live. And then that was my mistake. I probably should never have leaned so much on the live option because as it turns out, live is not that big of a fucking deal. Not anymore, you know. but I told my guys, I said, our website needs to be redesigned. We have to reorganize this fucking website. It's a fucking disaster. Everybody, the business that we were doing was, I think, phenomenal, considering that our product was gradually becoming not obsolete, but it was becoming more and more indiscernible, you know, or I should say it was becoming more and more confusing to use as other better options were out there. So we have to get this page laid out in a way. And fortunately for me, you know, I pay attention to what other people are doing. And I said, we got to get the message here, you know, that we've got to make this more accessible. So the first thing we did is we completely shit-canned the design, and we went for something really basic. And if you look at the mobile version of the site, man, there it is. Everything you need. The archives are there, the this, that. Yes, there's a lot of improvement that can be made on the show log, but at least now you see what the fuck it is we got, man. And we don't even have room for all that shit on the homepage. So we put up, you know, these different, you know, it was beyond the archives. One time then somebody said, where do I find the Bobby Dooley? Oh, that's a very good point. We renamed Bobby plus more, just so you know. Is it the way I want? I mean, I would love to see the graphics and the font and everything better, but hey, what the fuck, you know? There it is. And the other thing, which is the direct inspiration of Mark Maron and a few other guys, I said, let's put what our fucking podcast, the day's product, the day's effort, the daily effort, put it on the motherfucking homepage so people go, aha, there it is, click. Now, the question that I got, and I was able to answer this question because I got the answer from Alex one day when I was just going around the site. I've got BSPs. You guys are BSPs. You want to know, where do I subscribe to the daily podcast, okay? I know what the non-subscriber does. What do I do? Well, there it is, and Bobby and more. We have the recent show podcast. But there is no, you know, menu bar up there for it, so we put it under Bobby plus more. Now I'm looking at my homepage right now, and I'll show you what's wrong with this motherfucking page right now. All right, what's wrong with this motherfucking page right now is that it's not responding. The server is just sluggish for whatever reason. You can see I'm clicking on Bobby plus more, I'm clicking on Arcade. You know, it ain't doing shit. Okay, I mean, there it is. You know, there's some different things there, but, you know, not only that, if I want to fucking log out of this motherfucker, what's going on here tonight? We'll go to my account. So, this is the thing. I know it's a way better site. How do I fucking log out of this motherfucker? Right. we're furiously troubleshooting this as we speak, is the message that I've got. And I don't really, like I said, I don't give a fuck about effort, man. I want fucking results. I'm getting sick and tired of people telling me about how hard they're fucking working, you know? I work my fucking ass off, my whole guy. That never saved my ass, doesn't save your ass either, you know? All right. Candy-ass motherfuckers. What's with all these fucking multicolored goddamn... What is this shit? I got this multicolored fucking font. I'm telling you, man, you ain't seen nothing like this before in your life. I think the website is just flat fucking down, man. I can't... All right, I think I'm ready to fucking rock and roll. No, I got a few more minutes here. What is this? Oh, yeah, I'm sure I am. Oh, shit. That's Jay Moore, Darren McCaffrey, and me in happier times. The picture that was behind me. Oh, I'm fine. It's good. You know, just I'm looking at the possibility of not going out of town. I haven't been out since Christmas. Alex, I'm glad, is going out on vacation. That kid deserves it. That fucking guy hadn't had a fucking vacation in a year. And I insisted that he take a vacation. And I insisted that we shut all the fucking business down except just basic shit, the turnkey shit. And so he has taken that seriously. That's good. What the hell happened to this, man? Wait a minute, brother. All right, here we go. So what I'm doing here is I'm getting some cheers and stuff going here for... That's not what I want. That's Errol Flynn, and that's some other... That's some slut. Who is this? What? Worried about, you know, I'm just worried that this is going to be a fucking issue that's going to be like, hey, how you doing, Hans? Yeah? Good. Yeah, it's all good. It's all fucking good there, yeah. All right. This is all the fucking damage I can do. You know what I'm saying, man? Let me see what I'm going to here, man. God damn it. Now, somebody said there was too much traffic. Bullshit, you know. But I'll tell you a story. You love this story. Some of you may remember years and years and years ago, I made a big motherfucking issue on the air out of the fact that we had purchased from Sears a washer and a dryer that twice had basically lost the hose in the back because of water pressure or because the hose failed or something and flooded my motherfucking house, my brand new fucking house, okay? Brand spanking new house. Fortunately, to some degree, the first area that the washer-dryer flooded was tile. Now, our home was brand new. It was one of several homes in about a, I don't know, 20-home development. But there were still one or two houses that were still being built. Like the house down the hill, I think, was still being built. House next door. I mean, there was still construction going on. And when there's still construction going on, there's all kinds of shit that's happening, both seen and unseen. Oh, they're fucking around with water pressure. They're doing all kinds of things. Okay. This goddamn hose in the back of this goddamn Sears washing machine blew off the back of that fucking machine twice, flooding my motherfucking house. Now, they had at the foreman shack this guy, this one-arm guy, no problem, you know, one-arm guy, hard partying guy, but he was in charge of the whole construction site. And I was up there every fucking day with a new problem. I didn't give a fuck, you know. I just was, you know. And, you know, he would try his best to make me happy. And now comes the fucking flooding of my home. Well, that was two times that I never went up to the construction shack. I never went up there. I didn't think it had anything to do with him. I thought it had to do with this piece of shit that I thought Sears had sold me. And Sears got my wrath. I went all the way to the fucking top of Sears. I mean, I went all the fucking way to the CEO of Sears in Chicago. I got as far as his executive assistant. And she took notes and all that good shit, you know, and we got brand new washing machines. Well, then I heard tell from somebody, and I think it might have been either one of the workers, one of the other foremen, one of the other crew chiefs, it might have been when we were doing the we did the walkthrough. It was at some point where the guy said to me, oh, I was talking to so-and-so. And I said I was going to come down to your house today to talk to you, Phil. I said, yeah. He says, oh, the place where we had the water pressure problem. The water pressure problem. So what happened was, it wasn't that the Sears fucking washing machine was a piece of shit. It was fucking water pressure that they were fucking with in the whole, in this entire construction site of homes. And the water pressure wasn't right. And at some point, the pressure was far, far too much. And it blew these hoses right out of the back of my fucking washing machine, flooding my fucking house twice. Now, the reason why I bring that story up is because I've seen this happen millions of times in my life. You think it's this, you think it's this, you think it's this, you think it's this, and then you find out it's some other fucking problem that somebody is covering up because they didn't do their goddamn job. And that's the thing that drives me out of my fucking mind, because it isn't so much that the damage is done, it's that it, you know, costs you money, man. Why are they taking my money for a service they're not delivering? Well, in my book, that's called a fucking thief. I don't give a shit. And if you cover it up and you don't tell anybody about it and you make it seem like it's my fault, you know, that kind of shit just, I guess, people put in jail, man. You know, that's you don't get any mercy from anybody when you pull that kind of shit. Now, I don't know exactly if that was the, I mean, in other words, I realized that it was their water pressure problem, but perhaps it was something was going to happen anyway. I don't know. But I'll tell you this much. It caused me a lot of fucking time and trouble because they knew there was a water pressure problem in the house. Why did they know that? Because the hoses blew out of the back of my fucking washing machine. They'd heard about the flooding problem that we had in the house. And you know, we had never gone up to them and said anything about it. They just knew. They saw the service pro guys coming by drying my fucking house out, right? And, well, geez, that's, looks like Mr. Henry's got a problem. Yeah, why is that? Well, water pressure's too, oh, really? You guys did that, huh? Well, well, he's okay. He's taking care of it. Sure, yeah. Yeah, I'm taking care of it. You know, so, like, tonight, I said, well, this is the problem, this is the problem, this is the problem, this is the problem. How do I know it isn't some other glaring fucking thing? Like, for instance, somebody forgot to do something with the server. Someone wasn't on it. Somebody was falling asleep at the switch. I don't know. There's nothing that makes me fucking more angry than that kind of shit. You know? Oh, yeah, we forgot to fucking, you know, my bad. That fucking my bad shit. Not only did my bad usher in a whole new level of dumb fuck talk, what I call dumb fuck speak or dumb fuck talk, not only did my bad herald the beginning of a new era of an individual's inability to speak the fucking king's English, if you'll pardon me for saying that, but it also heralded a way of saying, wow, I really fucked up, and in a very benign way. My bad. You're bad? Bitch, my whole fucking downstairs of my fucking house is flooded now, man. I got to put in new carpeting and shit. I got to put in two new fucking washing machines. My bad. How about if I just fucking put you in the ground right now where you stand? My bad. All right, so let's just have ourselves some fun here, huh? Shall we? Shall we do that? Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's just do it.
Stand by.